here he goes.
Praise the Lord. It's not a lovely wee tune. Praise the Lord. I won't keep it long tonight because one of the brothers has to go to the airport after the service. So, but I really feel tonight, I feel this is a word from the Lord for somebody, and I feel it strongly. And I wasn't planning to preach on this, but I believe the Lord's led me this way. And I want to encourage you tonight. And I want you to be encouraged. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise God. And I want to talk about how to overcome discouragement. How to overcome discouragement. And I've had my own fill of it. And many of the old preachers believed discouragement is a sin. And D.L. Moody, the great man of God, said, a man that's discouraged, God can't use, because he's discouraged. But I want to bring to your attention some things from the Word of God tonight, that you don't be discouraged no more. That you can get rid of it. You don't need to have it. There's certain things which we will go through in life, but discouragement's not one of them scripturally that we need to have. We can get rid of it. And I want to try and bring you something that me or you, whoever has it, will get rid of it. Amen. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, praise God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which at Corinth, with all the saints of God. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 is your key verse. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort. And this word, I'm going to look at it in a moment. We're going to read verse 4 and we're going to pray. It's the opposite to discouragement. Total opposite. So I believe discouragement's from the pit of hell. I'm going to go even further. There's demons assigned to people to get on their shoulder and discourage them. That's their job. And they're sent from hell. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do my best to expose them. Amen. We don't need them. And I tell you, God doesn't want you to be discouraged. And there's many things we can look at to discourage us. But we're going to look at the Lord. Amen. Let's read verse 4. Who confirmeth, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Let's bow our heads again tonight. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening. Lord, we have a privilege tonight that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and the living way. Lord, you promised for two or three of us will gather in your name, that you will be in the midst of us and that to bless us. So we're looking for the blessing tonight. And Father, I come against every work of the devil. May every spirit be subject to the Holy Spirit. I come against every foul spirit, every tormenting spirit. The spirit and the work of discouragement, I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And I plead the power of your blood. Sanctify every one of us afresh right now. Forgive us for unbelief and our fear. And fill us afresh, everyone, with the Holy Ghost tonight. For all the prayer requests, meet every single need. Touch me own mom. Touch me, Auntie Eileen. Touch my sister. Touch her husband. Touch his father-in-law. Lord, all those that need your touch, we ask it for them tonight. Save all of our loved ones that's not saved. Bring them in, we pray. Help us to look beyond the natural to the supernatural. For we don't walk by the eye, but we walk by the faith of the Word of God. Lord, we thank you that your word settled in heaven. Help us tonight. Move in this meeting tonight. Inspire us tonight. And inspire your people. And if anyone that's listening in, Lord, touch them, encourage them, strengthen them, bless them and heal them and deliver them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I come against every tormenting demon. Every demon right now, I rebuke every devil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray, Lord, that your power will come in. For, Lord, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against him. We know your standard, your word. Raise it tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. How to overcome discouragement, how to face it, Listen to these things. How to face it. How to deal with it. How to get rid of it. You don't have to keep it. Don't keep it. Get rid of it. It's done you no good. It's done me no good. So I don't want it. You don't want it. God never gave you it. The devil did. And anything he's given out, we don't need. But we need what the Lord's given. And the Lord gives us peace. And not of a perfect mind. He doesn't give us discouragement. All that, I know we'll all have it. But we don't need to keep it. And we don't want to have it no more. I want to talk about encouragement. But for me to talk about encouragement, I have to talk a bit about discouragement so that you'll know about the encouragement. And the ones from heaven and the ones from hell. And I'll tell you what, the devil assigns demons, we know that, to different people, to different things. The devil might send a lust demon to somebody because the problem's that way. To some other person, it could be a discouragement devil. To some other person, it could be a land devil. But he'll assign them. But I tell you what, we need to know our enemy and his tactics. And don't fall for it. Don't give in to it. For the Lord's the answer for him in every part of the battle. And he's given us the full armor and the full weaponry to overcome every attack of hell. Because Jesus Christ overcome him in the flesh. Amen. He conquered him. Yes. He defeated him on every point. When he was hungry and when he was tired, every way he was tested and tried, and he overcome him. And he says, be of good cheer. Amen. Why? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus Christ is in me and you tonight. And he's greater than the enemy. I want to read this again. And this from the Amplified Version. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is Corinth, and all the saints, which Achaia, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. But let me read it again. Where we read that God is the God. Let me, this is my own words. Where we read that God is the God of all comfort, it means encouragement. That's what it means, that word, comfort. And you can go back into Greek and Hebrews, look a little bit in that Bible last night. And I wrote down so many scriptures, I didn't bring nowhere near them, all of them, because that would take a lot of time. But I want to bring you something that will try and help you. Encouragement, comfort. Here means more than consolation and sorrow or stress. It carries the idea of encouragement with a divine strength to meet and master life's crisis. The God of all comfort is with us, so that we can meet and master all of life's crisis. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father. Here's what the Amplified Bible says. Sympathy, pity, mercy, and the God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement. And our source tonight is the Lord. Now, I know a lot of people, and I work with people, and one fellow worked where he can't sleep. And he's now on pills to make him sleep. And now he's saying the day he's maybe going to have to stop it because he's sleeping too much. But my Bible says that God gives his beloved sleep. So every single condition we have, the Lord's an answer for it. Now, we can try and go another avenue to fix it. But when we go another avenue, we're saying to the Lord, what you have is not good enough. We need to take the Lord's way, I believe. Now, I know there's some things we have to do. I'm not saying, well, we're not to use any medication or things like that if we need it. I'm not saying that. But in some things, we don't need medications. We need the Lord. We need the Lord. Listen to me tonight. Since God is the God of all encouragement, verse 4, who comforts, consoles, encouragements us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, console, and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress with a comfort, which means consolation, encouragement, with which we ourselves are comforted, consoled, encouraged by God. I want to say that this little weapon, that this is the enemy, he's designed it. He's assigned a demon to discourage us and to really stop us from reaching the goals God has for us. That's what he wants. He doesn't want us to pray the way God wants us to pray and to do things the way God wants us to do it. He'll tell you you're not seeing no results. He'll tell you nobody's listening to you. He'll tell you you're wasting your time. I could write a book on other Christians that's come to me and told me I'm wasting my time. But the Lord's never told me that himself. But other people have. But I'll just keep on listening to the Lord if I can. Because when I was away from God, none of them came to my salvation to save me. But he did. He did. And the words he spoke worked. For I'm still here. So they worked. The enemy knows that discouragement's baffling, it's frustrating. It takes little effort. But yet it is a very devastating weapon when you're discouraged. The devil wants to send his little demon messengers to sit on your shoulders and to tell you, to discourage you. He'll use another Christian. And I'll tell you, he'll do it. He'll send him along. Don't think he's going to come out with horns on him and a big black cloak. But I'll tell you what, he could come as nice as ever you've seen. He could come along to church with you. He could sit with you, sing with you, and pray with you. And yet he could be the thing that discourages you, because it could be enemies working him. But the Lord wants to encourage you. And you know the gifts, and we preached a lot about gifts, and I'm not getting any gifts tonight, but them gifts are for edification. Amen? Edification. That's what the gifts are for, edification. What we need to do is speak the word. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. For the devil wants to discourage us, but we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Look at David in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. And keep your finger in Corinthians. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. And every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Don't look to somebody else to do it for you. You go to the Lord. And let me tell you this evening, and I'm really serious about this, and this is for everybody in this room and those listening in. There is times when you will have to lock yourself in and get alone with God. Not just a prayer meeting and not just talking to the wife and all them things are good, or another brother, all them things are good. But there's times when we need to be alone with the Lord, where there's just you and there's just God, and it's called the secret place. The secret place. It's called the closet. For him that prayeth in secret, the Lord will reward openly. And not only do we need to do that, we need to resist the devil. We can never overcome until we resist the devil. And this demon of discouragement needs resistance and needs overcome. Psalms 91, verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. We're leaning on the Lord tonight. We're leaning on the Lord. I lean and rely upon the Lord. I confidently trust in the Lord.
who have made the heavens, who have made the earth, who's put all things in them. The Lord's done it. No man done it. God says to Job, Job, were you there when I done this and I done this and I done this? God is saying to Job, Job, hold on a minute. I'm in charge, not the devil, not them fellas that's condemning you. They can give their opinion. The devil's on its way for a season, but it's stopping now. That's what God was saying to Job. And God says to Job, now, Job, gird your loins up. And I will command you, and you'll command, you'll ask what you will, more or less of me. Command my hands. That's what God was saying to Job. And God done it. And Job done it. And look at Job's end result. The sin of discouragement. How to get rid of it. Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 2. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that is set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And he's there for me and you tonight. We're not a people that's no hope tonight. We're not a people that is nobody that we can console in or talk to. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We have a big brother called Jesus. We have someone that's seated in the heavens. He's not just some old priest with a cloak on him. The Lord Jesus Christ is very real. And he answers your prayers and my prayers. And go back when the devil discourages you again. Go back and refer back to the times the Lord has answered you. The Lord has blessed you. The things the Lord's done for you. Go back in your life and see how the Lord preserved you and how the Lord's kept you, and you'll be encouraged. But the devil wants you to forget all that. But we need to remind ourselves. David encouraged himself in the Lord. The enemy wants us to have this, the sin of discouragement, I'm calling it. Romans 14, 23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We need to have faith. We need to believe God. We don't need to be doubting. We need to believe. Believe. Just how you see him, you believe. How did you believe? You just believed. Amen. You just simply believed in childlike faith. You believed. And it changed everything. And God wants you again just to believe the way you first believed. Discouragement is not produced by faith, is it? It's not. It's part of doubt and unbelief. This discouragement can be like an old nut. Hear me this evening. And these fellas that's worked more with my spanners and nuts more than me, although even more than me. But you know when you get a nut and you can't do much with it, and the spanner keeps slipping on it, and maybe the top of it's wore a bit, and you don't know what you're going to do with. But did you ever see them old yokes? You know them old pipe wrenches? And the big rough teeth in them. And you get them all until it, and you get them round it, and they're the big set. Nobody working with a wee set. And you get the big set on it, and there's rough teeth in it. And they get a hold of the nut, and the next, it'll smash it. Never mind, take it off. If you put a bit of enough algal grease into it, that nut's coming off. And I don't care how much the nut of discouragement's got in. If you get a hold of the Word of God and get a grip of it, and get rid of it, and get it out. Because God doesn't want you to have discouragement. He wants you to have encouragement. He's the God of all comfort, amen, encouragement, consolation. Amen. That's what he is tonight. What shall we do with it? There's just two things to do with discouragement, I can see. If you can remember these two things, you've got the message. Recognize it. Face it fully on. Recognize it. Number two, and there's just two things I'm telling you. Refuse it. So if you actually see it, recognize it, then refuse it. Refuse it. And refuse it in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the devil out clear, you don't want it no more. You're not having it. You don't need it. Refuse it in the name of Jesus Christ. As you would any sin or any distress or anything that you know from hell itself, do the same with discouragement. Refuse it. Go on. Amen. Go on with the Lord. Refuse it. Don't let the devil discourage you. You know, preachers will get it more than anybody. You could preach and you maybe don't think it's received well, and maybe not everybody comes. There's so many things that discourage a preacher. But you have to go on anyhow. And you have to put the discouragement to the side and go on with the Lord. Amen. And you go on because you know it's love. It's not your work or my work. It's actually the Lord's work. It's the Lord's work. And if the Lord doesn't build the house, who'll build it? God has to build it. Amen. We need to give discouragement. Curb it. Curb it. What they say, curb it. Give it absolutely no place. None at all. For it is in no way part of our Christian life. And it is in no way that the Lord, these things happen, but we don't need it. We can't stay like that. Or it'll take us down. But we're not down. As I said the other night, we're up. We're seated in heavenly places. Don't accept it as well. We must have it. Some people think, oh, I must have it to bring my spirit. This is what some people say about sickness as well. I have to have it. I must have it. It's God's will. It'll bring us spiritual discipline, discipleship, development, absolute nonsense. And they refer back to Job and these different things. And that's true. I'm not denying that. But you remember this here tonight. Jesus Christ bore it all for us. We don't have to carry it. What could we carry tonight? But the Lord carried it all for us. He done it for us. We are complete in him. My Bible says we're completing the Lord tonight. And we're to give it all over to him. Is that the Bible? We don't hang on to some of our sin and say, well, Lord, I'll tell you, your blood cleanses it, all my sin, but it'll keep a bit. No, he cleanses all of it. And all these other things that destroy you, you need to get rid of them. The devil wants to give you them, but they're not gifts from God. They're not sent down from heaven above to bless you. They're sent from the pit. Get rid of them. And I tell you, people that they'll put you down as quick as you like. And they might claim they believe in supernatural, and then you just hear their language and you'll soon find out they don't. We've all trials, plenty of them. We've all testings. We've all temptations. We've all kinds of it. And we will have tribulation. The Bible tells us that. We know that. But discouragement's not on that list. It's not on the list. Which things we're to have in a Christian life. It's from the enemy. Who comforts, consoles, encourages us. This is the Lord. In every trouble, calamity, affliction, the Lord comforts us, consoles us. So that we may be able to comfort, console, encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress with a comfort, which means consolation, encouragement. With which we ourselves are comforted, consoled, encouraged by who? God. Many times when no man comes to your help, but the Lord's here. The Lord's closer than the breath we breathe. God does not want you discouraged. God wants you encouraged. Three promises of God I want to leave with you tonight, so that you're not discouraged but encouraged. But these are three promises. What we need to do. First thing that you need to know to be encouraged tonight and not discouraged is God will do it. If you're looking something done, God will do it. And I want to tell you right here and now, there's not one man in this room or one woman or anybody listening in that can do it for you or me. They can't do it. But God can do it. God can do far above what any one of us ever think or ask, God can do above. So what we ever need or want or desire from the Lord, God can do above, he says, what we think or ask. And when we pray in faith, God can do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. That's the first thing. Look, it is God that called us. It is God that's faithful to do it. We just need to believe that God will do it. So you need to believe. And you know, many times years ago when you heard people praying for people, and my dad used to say it as well. Now, after the prayer for it, said, now, I want you to expect a change. There's no point getting prayed for hearing a message and saying, pastor or one of the brothers who ever preaches, that was some message, and then go out the door and say, I'll tell you what, boys, if only I could change things. Only this, that, and the doubt comes in. Don't do that. You need to believe it and let God do it. Amen. Number two. God will do it. It's number one. Number two. What else will God do? God will finish what he started. I want you to hear this tonight. God will do it. Number one. Number two. God will finish what he started. Now, I could start something. I could even start a series. Any of these brothers could do it that preach. You could start a series and you could say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go on to another series and I will do this and I'll do that, and you might never do it. You mightn't get round to doing it. You could mean well. I could even tell you, I'll meet you somewhere. Something can happen. And I might not be able to meet you at that time. I could let you down. You could let me down. But God will finish what he starts. And I hear people saying this and that, the devil, this, the devil, that, the devil. God made the devil and he's going to finish him. And I tell you, the gates of hell is against the true church, but don't forget that the true church will be there at the end. For greater is he that's in the true church than that's in the world. They will have overcome, for they are overcomers. God will finish what he started. And God says, I will have a people. Finish what he started. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Who saved you? The Lord. Who filled you with the Holy Spirit? The Lord. Who led you to your partner? The Lord. Who blessed you? The Lord did. The devil never done none of them things. God done it all. Now it's the Lord tonight that lifts you out again and get the enemy back from you. The Lord will still do it. Or the Lord can do it. I tell you, God's real. God can come right down into your very situation. And you could have someone and you think nobody knows nothing about it. And they don't. But God can see right into our bedrooms. And God can know everything. And you remember in the 20th century that God had a prophet on the scene that even knew the very secrets of men's hearts. That's how personal God is. He loves you tonight with an everlasting love. And God can finish the work in you and he can perform it. Sometimes when things don't happen the way we think or as fast as the way we want, the enemy brings in discouragement upon us, doesn't it? But remember, we must hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. That God will finish what he started concerning us as his children. Don't be impatient. The Bible says we have need to learn patience after we have did the will of God that we might receive the promise of God. We have to have patience. But be filled with hope. That time is never against us when we trust Almighty God. Do you realize that? Somebody says, I'm not going to have enough time. That's not accurate. You will have whatever time God's given you. I'll tell you that right now. You will not go beyond or less. You will do it. If you're serving the Lord and you acknowledge the Lord, the Bible says God will direct your steps. And you'll get to do all that God said you'll do. And everything will be right. Because the Lord's hand's in it. Here, number three, and I'm closing. Your work's not in vain. Brother Yule, Brother Jordy, your work's not in vain. It's not everybody goes out in the street and gives a track out and witnesses for the Lord. That's a tough job. That's at the forefront of the battle. That's why the devil wants to discourage men like that. There's lots of other people that never do that. They talk about it, but they'll never do it. But when you're actually doing it, you know, but the enemy will attack you, but the Lord's with you. Your work is not in vain. And song leading, all the different things. Here the sister opened up the night and put these chairs out and everything. No matter what you do, the Bible says, do it unto the Lord. Do it unto the Lord. No matter what you do, do it unto the Lord. I told you the other week that Father Watt marched up and confronted me and cursed me. But I went home and prayed for him. I didn't do it just, I'll do it type attitude. I did it because I really felt led to do it. And I prayed. And the other day, he called me to the side and he came over to me and he apologized. And he says, I'm really sorry. He says, I was totally out of order. And I want you to forgive me. And I says, don't worry about it. And he says, no, but he says, I am worrying about it and I want to really apologize. I was out of order. Now that's good. There's other people might never do that. But that's up to them. But I'll tell you what. That was good. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Your work's not in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor's not in vain. So whatever the Lord's called you to do, it's not in vain tonight. Amen? I tell you what, you could pray. You could pray in this meeting and you think maybe it's not much to it, but it could touch somebody. It could really touch somebody. And you might never know about it, but it could really bless somebody. You could preach a message and you might think, and the enemy would do it with all of us, you might think, well, it didn't do well. But maybe that was for somebody. And God could really use it. And then there's Jule and George, and they go out and give a track out or say a word. Maybe they've done it 1,000 times, and sometimes maybe not thinking. But yet withal, God's word will not return void. Remember that. You look at that wee man's testimony in Australia. For all them years, he only said a few words. He never thought anybody could save him. He didn't know of it. But one day, it all come out. And God had touched a lot of people. And God had moved on a lot of people. So I want you to be encouraged tonight. I want you to be comforted, encouraged, and consoled tonight. And I want you to let the devil know he's a liar. You're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let's come and pray tonight. We're not going to be too long because the brother has to go a bit earlier, but we'll have a few minutes to pray and wait on the Lord for a moment. I just hope you've been encouraged tonight. Let God's word move on you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for the word of God. Lord, your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. I rebuke every work of the enemy tonight, not in my own name or my own strength or power, but in the name that's far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you tonight because you first loved us. Lord, when we were in the gutters, we were filthy, we were black, we were unclean in every way, but you loved us. You lifted us up, you cleaned us, shined us. And oh God, we give you all the praise and all the glory tonight. Lord, your word says those that love the Lord speak often of him one to another. And you said a book of remembrance shall be written, and they shall be mine. And that day, saith the Lord, when I make up of my jewels. Lord, when we think tonight the blessings that you've given us, when we think of our family members that you've saved already, Lord, that you've delivered, when you think of the times when death was knocking, but you preserved us. You kept your hand upon us. Oh, how we bless your name tonight, Lord Jesus. Even when we've done the opposite to what we should have done, Lord, you showed us your mercy. You showed us your grace. And you lowered yourself. What a stoop you took at the cross. Lord, when you came down from the glory and splendor of heaven above, and you took upon you the form of a man, and you became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I thank you, Lord, when you rose on the third day, you rose up triumphant o'er the foe, and you gave gifts unto man. Bless your children tonight. Help us, everyone, to stir up the gift of God. What you've given within us, help us, Lord, to stir it up tonight. And come against every spirit of defeatism, every devil that would trouble a brother or a sister in this room or someone listening in. We come against them evil demon powers. We rebuke them tonight. And we ask for the power of the Holy Ghost to move in. Let the Holy Ghost come afresh upon your people. Lord, we need the power of God coming, flowing over us, flowing through us, in our bellies. Oh, like a well coming up, like a spring, Lord. Fill us, I pray, Lord Jesus, with the Holy Ghost. Come upon your people with a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we need the former rain and the latter rain. Oh, God, soften that will ripen the crop. Grant it, I pray, Lord Jesus. Bless everyone in this house tonight. For every son and every daughter, husband or a wife that's been prayed for, Lord, we claim every one of them under the blood. Bless Brother John Kernighan tonight. Strengthen him. Bless his wife. Bless his children. Save his whole household, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, for all my aunties, the ones that's not saved and their husbands, oh Lord, save them, I pray. Father, tonight for my own brothers, save them, I pray, in Jesus' name. I ask you tonight for the backslider. Lord, will you speak to them tonight? Will you move on them tonight and bring them back to yourself, Lord Jesus? For your own people, Lord, that the enemy's trying to discourage, take it off them, Lord, and put upon them the joy of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the encouragement, the comfort, the strength, the consolation of the Almighty God. Lord, if we could tonight, we'd lean on you like John. Lord, would lean on you. For you're the strong-breasted one of Abraham. And we know, Lord Jesus, you've never lost a battle. Father, let the Holy Ghost come in this room this evening and touch your children. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Let's just continue in prayer, and God bless you.